Hey guys, it's me again, and I just want to thank y'all for joining me this morning. My goal here, we're going to talk about why I kept saying all week, why I really feel that you should stop looking for your calling. So stop looking for your calling. And let me tell you where I came up with that name or that title. I was actually driving home from work one day, and I came across a podcast before I got in the car and started driving. I listened or I looked for a podcast to listen to, and a title caught my attention, and it said, "Stop looking for, stop chasing your passion." And I thought it was really interesting, so I listened to what the guy was talking about. It was only a couple minutes there, but then that whole concept that he was talking about really triggered something in me, because I've been having a lot of conversations with some people that are close to me that many of us are trying to, you know, we're trying to follow what we feel God has placed in us and the doors that he's opened. But when I'm talking to a lot of my folks that I'm close to, I see that some of them are still frustrated. And many of you probably have felt that frustration. I felt that frustration as well, too. It is something that's built in, and I think that frustration is there. It's almost like pain. Pain is something that's designed to let us know that something is out of place and something is out of whack, and that we need to pay attention to it so that that pain can go away, because we're supposed to be doing something. That pain is not supposed to be there. And so pain is like a trigger to let us know, hey, something's wrong, something's out of place, and we need to get it fixed. I believe in part frustration is like that as well. And that frustration, especially in this sense or this case that we're talking about, many of you are feeling frustrated. And let me know if I'm wrong or if I'm off here. But post your comments here and let's have that conversation here on this platform. I think a lot of folks are feeling frustrated because you know that there's something inside of you. You got a passion for doing something. You feel that you either there's something that you love doing and you can't get to do it enough, or some things that you may even hate to see and you want to, you know, kind of, you know, make it right. But you feel like something's out of place, and you either feel that you're supposed to be starting a business, or you're supposed to be operating in a particular career, or whatever it may be. But there's some frustration that's going on. And I think that frustration is supposed to be there because it's a trigger to get your attention, to let you know that God's placed something inside of you and you need to express that thing and get it out. So that's why many of you are here with me today. And again, let's have a communication or a conversation here. Feel free to post in Periscope if, you know, any comments or questions, or some of y'all that may be familiar with Periscope know that you can chime in with the little hearts there to just kind of let me know if I'm on the right track here. But again, the reason why I say stop looking for your calling, many people, and some of y'all saw this week, one of the things that I posted is I really believe that anybody that's basically 25 years old and older has already been introduced to your calling, but you may not have noticed what it was. And so that's why you're still trying this and trying that and dabbling with this and dabbling with that. And you feel like you are on to something. You feel like that you are, it's kind of like you got a hint, but you still, if somebody asks you, what have you been called to do? You still don't have an answer for it because you feel like that, you know, I think I'm going down the right road, but I have no idea what my calling is. I believe that you have been introduced to your calling because you have been with yourself. You know yourself. You've been with yourself a number of years. It has not been something that's kind of been hidden away from you. I think it's been right underneath your nose and you just didn't recognize it. Now, here's what I mean by that. And this is where you want to start writing some things down. First of all, let's start talking about what your calling is not. Your calling is not one specific job. That's where some folks think that my calling, like in my case, many of you know that I'm an artist. As you can see, some of the artwork back there. But that's not my calling. That is a part of that whole thing, but my calling itself is not being an artist. Many of you know that I am involved with news media. and marketing and things like that. That is not my calling, but it's a part or it's attached to the calling itself. So your calling is not necessarily to launch a business. Your calling is not necessarily to be an artist. Your calling is not necessarily to be a dancer or to be a musician or singer. Now those things will be involved in what you're called to do, but your calling, in fact, if you're taking notes, write that word calling, write it down, cross it out, and then write in its place your mission. Because your calling is what's been put inside of you to accomplish some things. And your calling is usually kind of like a 30,000 foot mission or overall concept. Your career, like me being an artist or me being involved in news media or yourself being a musician or yourself having running your own business or whatever, your career helps you carry out your calling. So your calling is that overall mission, and then your career is the pathway that you actually carry that mission out. Even down to the words themselves, your calling comes from I believe it's a Greek word called translated kletos, but I like this even better. Your career is actually from the Latin word carriera. Carriera even sounds like career, but that word means to carry. Even the word career sounds like carry, and it means it's like a wheelbarrow, and it means to carry out what you were called to do. So that's where, again, your calling is not the job itself or the career itself. Your career itself and these talents that you have help you carry out what you were born to do. So that's why I say that you should stop looking for your calling, because let me give you some more clarity on this as well, too. Your calling, I really believe you've already been introduced to it, and you may not have recognized it because you were looking more so for the career, like you were saying, I'm supposed to launch my own business, and that's my calling. Your business may be the way that you're supposed to carry out that mission, but let's talk about more about what that mission is, because the key thing about this, that calling, your career and your job and those day-to-day things that you can do, those things can change, and that's all right. People have career changes all the time, and you know, the Lord knows people have job changes every 2 to 2.5 years, and that's an national average, and that's okay. Your calling, however, stays constant. Your calling is that mission that you were born to accomplish, that overall concept or that overall thing that you were born to do. And you're wired for it, and it does not change. It is in you for life. That's why you feel that frustration. And that's why those things that you may have tried years ago and then they keep coming back, and it, because they do not change. And if you don't operate in them, then you will be frustrated. So let's talk about why I say you should stop looking for your calling, because I think you've already seen it and you didn't even know what it was. Here's what your calling is. Excuse me as I take a look at one of my screens over here, because I've got some information that I've put together a while back on this. But your calling is tied into, in fact, let's do this. Let's talk about putting all these things in perspective, because I'm not going to keep you long. I want to do this by 11:45 Eastern time, and I'm going to still hang around for your questions. But with your sheet of paper that you have, draw those three circles. And as you're drawing those three circles, that first circle, I want you to title that one. In fact, you can put it either at the top or inside. But this is what I want you to title this one, Passion. You might not be able to see that on the screen there. Sorry about that. Some of you may be able to see it, some of you may not. All right, hopefully you can see that. But in that top circle, write Passion. Now, Passion also let's, you can interchange that word with your calling, your life's mission, you know, so that's where we're using that same concept. But this is where I say that you have probably already been introduced to your calling, and you may not even have recognized it. Also in that circle, that first circle, we've got passion as a header. I want you to write these three terms. Love. Hate. And free. Hopefully you can see that. Let me put the camera there a little bit closer. Can you guys see that okay? Hopefully you can. But what is it that you love? Sorry about that lighting, y'all. That's where you write what your passion is. And your passion or your calling, or this helps to get to your calling. What is that thing that you love to do? That's a little blurry. I'm sorry, y'all. What is that thing that you love to do that you just can't stop doing it? You just can't, I mean, no matter what, even if you don't get the time to do it as much as you want to, but every so many weeks, or even in many cases, so many years, you still find yourself involved with doing it. It's that thing that you cannot shake. That's what, something that you want to pay attention to, because that's an indicator of your calling. Also, what is the thing that you hate to see happen? Something that maybe everybody else agrees that, you know what, that's not cool, that's not a good thing that should be going on, and you recognize that as well, but you, for some reason, can't leave it alone. That's an indicator of your calling as well, too, because often you, that thing that you hate to see happen, often you may be part of the solution for preventing it from happening or helping it to go away. And then what is that thing that you would do for free? If money was not involved at all, money was not an issue at all, but you just were able to do whatever you, I mean, bills were paid and everything was already covered, what would you do absolutely free? Let me make this a little bit better, y'all. I'm sorry that you saw a blurry version of that. That a little bit better? Okay, great. So for here, for your passion, we're titling this circle. And again, this is going to be casual, because and that's why this is not, you know, fancy PowerPoint or anything like this. The goal of this is for you to be able to, after this mini webinar, for you to be able to take a sheet of paper. Again, if you're doing this with me now, that's cool. Still feel free to do it again. You can do it over and over again. But just to give you more clarity on how you may have already seen your calling and might not have necessarily recognized it, this is just a little quick and simple exercise, but it's a deep exercise, because I think it triggers or ties into some real stuff that is about what you, how you've been wired. So again, ask yourself, what is it that you love to do? That thing that you just can't let go and you love to do it. What is that thing that you hate to see? And what would be some things that you would do absolutely free? Now, let me give you an example. Some of you have heard me talk about this, but I can talk passionately about this because I've struggled for a few years just trying to identify what was I born to do. And what made it more challenging for me is because I had certain skill sets, especially being an artist. I knew that, okay, that's got to have something to do with all of this. But was I born to be an artist? Was I born to paint and draw and just sell pictures and things like that? Over the years, I started realizing that my calling was bigger than just me drawing pictures and things like that. Your calling or your passion, your life's mission, is that 30,000 foot thing that you are supposed, it's your mission, overall mission, something that you are to be a part of, to really walk out God's plan. Now, my calling, I believe, is to help people discover their purpose. And the reason why I say that, you know, many people may think your calling, isn't your calling to be an artist or your calling to do, you know, internet stuff? They're involved with that. But they helped me carry that calling out, as many of you have seen. But ultimately, when I take a step back, I love when people say, hey, can you help me with this? And you help me with that. That's not a burden to me. In fact, I really enjoy being a part of that process. And it's kind of weird because some people couldn't stand it, but that's where you're able to identify the unique thing for you. So that's what I love to do. Now, here's what helped me further confirm that. Not only what did I love doing, but matching that with what did I, and that's a strong word, and that's intentional, but what is it that you hate to see? And things that I hated to see happen, I mean, it breaks my heart every time that I see someone, especially someone that you feel has talent and they're gifted, or even if it's just you know that they are supposed to do some great things or decent things, at least with their life, and they are not. They're letting their lives go to waste. Let me give you an everyday picture. Every time I see in the news a mugshot of a young person that is 19, 20, 21, and you know, you guys know we're seeing a lot of that now, it breaks my heart because I know that when I look at that picture, that's a picture of somebody that is not operating in their calling. God's purpose and plan for their lives is not for them to be in that mugshot picture. And everybody looks at that and everybody agrees that that's a shame. With me, I look at it and I agree also that it's a shame, but it sticks with me. And I try to recognize that little thing of it sticking with me, because part of my calling is to help eliminate that. And that's where it drives me to make sure that I get an opportunity to get with people so that they don't get in that, don't go down that road, but they go down the road that God has designed for them to use their gifts and talents. Does that make sense, y'all? And again, feel free to comment, you know, on Periscope. I'm not getting too many comments here, but I do see a lot of you guys are checking us out. So that's great. Still hang with me. But I'd love to hear back from y'all, you know, especially I want this to be a dialogue and not just a monologue. So hopefully I'm on the right track with this. So write down on that sheet of paper, that first circle is your passion. And then write what you love. And you don't have to write those specific things that you do love, but write love, hate, and free. And again, that means what is it that you love to do? What is it that you hate to see happen? And what is it that you would do for free if money was not even an issue at all? So let's move over to the circle that's on the left. And y'all, this is not designed to be a real fancy or formal PowerPoint presentation. That is by design, because I want you to be able to just do this on any piece of paper yourself at any time, because that's why a lot of folks have missed what their calling is, because they're looking for something real fancy and formal. And often it's not that. And you probably have seen it already and didn't recognize it for what it was. So the next circle, your skills. And you don't have to list them here, but in this context, what I want you to write within that circle best at. And I'm going to say this in two ways. The first way I always said this is, what can you be, or what are you best at? What can you be best at? The second way I want to put this, because there's some folks that are they're super humble. What have people been telling you that you are best at? Because often there's a lot of folks, especially if some of us may not recognize our own giftings and talents and unique abilities, listen, because people will tell you what they see that you're the best at. Identify what those things are. Write those things. Now, you don't have to do them right now in this session, but identify what those things are that you feel that you are best at. Even in, let's go as far as saying that, you know, you may be better than you know, the general public with those particular things. Those of you that are familiar with me, when I did this myself, some things that I'm best at, if I can do anything, I can draw. Now, I'm not even saying paint, but if I can do anything, I know within myself, if somebody gives me a piece of paper and a pencil, I can go at it. That's something that I can be best at out of everything that I can do. There's a lot of stuff that I am not good at all. And that's with many of us. There's a lot of stuff that we are just, you know, marginal or even below average. You know, there's a whole list of those things. But there's a handful of things that you are best at. Identify what those things are. I'm best at drawing, and I am best at sales, and especially over the past few years, I got a real good understanding of social media and digital marketing. And that's not bragging, y'all. This is not bragging, but this is really to identify what your calling is, because we're gonna do a twofold thing with our chat here today. We're gonna tell you about how to stop looking for your calling because you've already found it. But then not stopping there, because you can stop there and you don't want to just stay there. But you want to know, okay, now that I've got a better understanding of what my calling is, what should I be doing? That's the other part of this. So when you get that chance to write those things down, write down what you're best at. And, you know, honestly, it might be one or two things, and that's good, because the more that it's simplified, the clearer the picture is for you. So we've got passion. The second circle on the left is skills. This next one on the right is where a lot of people miss it, and that's where they get stagnated. They don't move because they have not explored a key circle over here to the right, the need. And in that circle, what are people willing to pay you for? The need. What are people willing to pay you for? That's really, I mean, often that's where the rubber often meets the road. Out of the things that you have, out of your passions, out of your skills, the things that you can be best at, what are the things that people are willing to pay you for? When those three things overlap, right here in the middle, that's what's going to give you clarity you can't see it. Let me put it over here. Your purpose. Hopefully you guys can see that. Let me just move the camera a little bit over there so you can see. I'll just move it back by hand for right now while I'm chatting. When those three things come together right there in the middle, that's your purpose, your passion, the things that you love, the things that thing that you hate to see happen, or the thing that you would do for free. And then out of that, what are you best at? What are people always telling you, man, you're really good at doing that? And that all lined up with, okay, what are people willing to pay you for? That's your purpose. Now, let me show you how to identify, out of all that we talked about, where they don't line up and sometimes we get stuck. Let's say if it's just, I want to do this so that you guys can see it and I don't have a shaky cam and all that, but let's look at it this way. If it's your passion and your skills, let's say it's something that you're doing that you love doing, and you're great at doing it. I'll use myself as an example again with my art. I love being creative. I love drawing and I love all of that stuff. And people have told me that I'm very good at it. And I'm, you know, I really can do it well. But there's not, the stuff that I'm drawing may not be something that people are willing to buy. In fact, they, and many of you creatives that are on the webinar with me today, you guys know this. You singers, you musicians, all of y'all, you know that you have a passion for doing it. You love doing it. And you do it well, but you can't make any money at it. That's where you really want to, that if those two things are tying in, but you haven't triggered, you haven't found that sweet spot where it's something that people will pay you for, it's only right here. And that's a hobby. That's where it's just a hobby. If it's over here to the side and it's just something that you're good at and you love, well, something that you love doing and there's a need for it, then that's where it's, you're frustrated because I'm sorry, y'all. I saw an emergency message that was coming through and it caught my attention. But that's where it's just frustration. And then right here with these two circles, y'all, it's just the things that you're good at and people will be paying you for it. That's where your job usually is. But if it's not part of your passion, then that's where boredom sets in. I want to take questions. Let's take your questions that you have. Again, I'm wanting to use this platform to take your comments and your questions. So y'all chime in. Just telling everybody on. Okay, let's see. You think a lot of folks left. I hope some folks are going to come back in, and I'm going to post this on Facebook as well too. But what questions do you possibly have from anything that we chatted about? Anybody, let me write in some of these things that I had here. Because, again, you see right in here is, okay, I see a question here. All right, I'm retired and trying to do a lot of things, but you're not going anywhere. Okay, you know what? That is, first of all, I'm going to say that is a sign of a true entrepreneur. When you are doing a lot of things and you have a lot of different ideas, this process, Jan, has helped me filter out the stuff that was a lot of, because I have a lot of ideas all the time. And when I started looking at, okay, what are the things that I love doing and I'm good at doing, but nobody seems that they're willing to buy, I eliminated those. Not saying that I ruled them out completely, but those are the things that I put on the back burner or put more focus and more emphasis in where I saw people had an immediate need. And especially they were willing to pay for, or I was able to get the resources for. It's not about the money part of it. But when that need that was there connected with what I loved doing and what I was good at doing, it helped me focus in on those ideas. Your microphone went out. You weren't able to hear me? All right, let's see. I don't know if it's anything on my end. Okay, can everybody else hear? Jan, are you on a desktop or are you on a phone? Okay, well, I'm asking her questions and she obviously can't hear me. So hopefully she'll be able to fix that. But can everybody else hear? Hope you guys are able to hear, and I want to take your questions. So post your questions right away. Let me just draw over here. That's where it's a hobby. That's where you're frustrated. And that's where you're bored. Sorry about that. Bored. And again, you can do this on your own. But those of you that are chiming in, we're just taking questions that you may have from anything that we talked about in that first session. I'm sorry I had to step away from that first session, y'all, but I needed to check on family. And family is doing so far so good. So I was going to return to you guys and see what questions anyone had about anything that we chatted about. And again, just to kind of walk you through this, let's say if it's something that you have a passion for, and you're, and this is where a lot of us fall into, where it's just a hobby. It's something that you have a passion for doing. You would do it for free. And you're really good at it, but the version of it that you're doing, nobody's willing to pay for. That's when it's just a hobby. Or if it's something that you're good at doing, and I'm sorry, it's something you have a passion for, and you find that people are willing to pay for it, but let's say it's that thing that you're not the best at, you're not really good at it, then that's where you kind of get frustrated. Give you an example with myself. The way that graphic design has gone now, and especially to the point of doing logos, I can do logos, but I do illustration better. And so I've gotten to a point where I have a passion for doing those art-related things that include logo design. There's many people that need logo design and are willing to pay for it. I'm not the best at it, though. And so if I kept focusing on me trying to do it for folks myself, there's an area of frustration with that. Now, I do outsource it when I do come across that need and somebody needs that. I outsource it, but I don't have to be the person that does it myself, because especially I'm not the best at it. What is it for you? Something that you have a passion for, something that people have a need for, but you may not be the best at, that's when you're frustrated. Or again, where many people find themselves, something that they have a passion for, they're really good at it. Everybody tells you that it's nice, but nobody's buying it. That's when it is really just a hobby. But the goal is to look within all of that and find out there's something that you still have a passion for, something that you can be the best at, and out of all those things, which one is the one that really people are willing to pay for? That's the one that you should focus on, because that's part of your purpose. Give you an example again with myself. I got into the whole internet game and the internet thing, launching my own blog many years ago. The goal was to sell my artwork. I had a passion for doing art. I was good at doing art, and I wanted to sell art. But the market that I was finding, it wasn't big enough for it. It was not big enough of a need for it to transition from a hobby to really part of my purpose. However, writing information and writing things about what helped artists to market themselves, and also putting together art-related events, I had a passion for doing both of those things. I was good at doing both of those things, and there was a need for both of those things to the point where people were willing to provide resources for that. That's the thing that was part of my passion. again, using anything creative, I tell my creatives this: look at what you're good at. Look at what you have a passion for. Your question was, what does purpose, where does purpose come from? Was that your question? Where does purpose come from? Yes, where does purpose come from? Purpose is right in here. Purpose is where you line your passion with what you're good at, also overlap with what are people willing to pay you for or provide resources for. When those three things line up, that gives you an indicator of your purpose. That gives you an indicator of the things that you should be involved in. My purpose was not necessarily to be an artist to sell artwork, but my purpose now, I'm focusing more on providing those art-related events to teaching, especially teaching and doing anything that's teaching and instructional related, because I have a passion for it, I'm good at it, and there's a need for it. What is the drive to have purpose? The drive is your calling. And do this exercise yourself, because when you do, this is your driver. This is passion. Passion is your drive. And so when it comes to passion, take a look at where does that come from? Well, what do you mean? Where does it come? It's internal and it comes from God. It's God given. It's not necessarily your head. It's more so your quote unquote heart, because it's God given. Your passion, when you look within, and this is where a lot of people miss it. They look externally, but when you look within yourself, you are the only person that can answer what is it that you love to do. Then you are the only person that can answer what are the things that you hate to see happen. And then you are the only person that can answer if bills and everything was paid, what is it that you would do for free? And then when you start exploring that yourself, then that's going to put you on the road to determining what is your passion / calling / life's purpose or life's mission, rather. When you're able to explore these questions here, that's when you really great. I'm glad that we're connecting with your questions. Hopefully this will be helpful for you. But that's when you're able to identify that calling for you. Then from that point, you couple that with, okay, what am I the best at? Coupled with, what's a need out there? And that helps to bring into focus your time and resources and everything, and put your energy behind that. Why would you take down free from passion? It shouldn't matter, but that's what gives you more clarity about what your passion is. Because when you ask yourself, if nobody was going to pay you to do it, what would you find yourself doing? That thing that you'd say, you know what, I'm going to do this regardless. I'll give you an example with myself. I was in a role where I was teaching entrepreneurs how to launch a business, get their business plan, and fulfill their purpose of pursuing their business goals and ideas. Now, the recession hit. And where I was working, where I was paid to do that, they had to lay me off. And that was fine. I still reached out to my clients that I was working with, and I told them, guys, you know what? I know that I'm not doing this officially under the umbrella of the company anymore, the organization anymore. However, this is what I do. I want to help you guys. So let's continue to work together so I can help you go where you're going. And so it did not make a difference as far as money. And that to me helped me understand, gave me more clarity on, you know what, Tony, nobody's even paying you for this, but you still want to do it. If there is something like that for you. And when you hone in on that, that's part of your calling. Now, the byproduct that helps you get resources to do it more is the money. Also, how could you hate your passion? Okay, it's not hating your passion, but what it is, your passion is you ask yourself, what is it that I love to do? So the way this is mapped out, this is your passion, and then you ask yourself, what is it that I love to do that I just keep on doing, that I just love to do it? Then you also ask yourself, is there anything that I hate to see? One thing for me, I hated to see, like I shared earlier, you may have missed this, but it's something that bothers me is, I'm glad we're on the same page with that. I'm bothered to see young people in mugshots, because when I see those young people in mugshots, I know that they are not doing what they were born to do. And so everybody agrees that that's a bad thing. But with me, I mean, it breaks my heart. And I take notice of that. Why does that affect me the way that it affects me? When I take notice of that, that's an indicator of, Tony, explore that, because you're wired in a way where that might be part of your calling. So whatever it may be for you, look at the thing that you love to do, and then look at those things that and it may be one thing, but look at that thing that just bugs you and bugs everybody else. But I mean, you really, it really just kind of stays with you. I jokingly call this the, your, I believe whatever we do is what we need to do. I believe whatever we do is what we need to do. Whatever we do, that's kind of like all inclusive. That kind of, in this age of with, you know, there's only so much time in a day. Okay. We need criminals. I'm not going to agree with that. So, well, I wouldn't say that we need criminals. I'd say because there are criminals out there, then there's guys like cops to keep us safe. So guys, any other thoughts and ideas that you may have on this, especially I do want to make sure that you email me, because one of the things I wanted to do is I wanted to just scratch the surface with this. If there, if you want some more detailed one-on-one communication with this, and especially many of you know about my one-on-one coaching that I do, I want you to email me. You don't even have to email a whole lot of details, but email me, and I'll answer that question about the assessment in a second here. And we will talk about, you know, if you want to spend some one-on-one time with conference call, or if there's certain questions that you have. And right here, you asked about that career assessment test. That's actually not one of mine, but this is a free link that I wanted to provide for everybody. Go to livecareer.com or do a Google search for career assessments. And there are several out there that are good career assessment tests or personality assessment tests that will give you more clarity as far as how you're wired and give you some more indication of your calling. But again, many folks that have been connected with me already are familiar with my one-on-one coaching sessions that I do. I try to keep them really affordable. If you're curious about that, not saying that you have to do it, but if you're curious about it, just shoot me an email and just say more information. Don't even worry about having to word it any special way. Just say reply, info. Just shoot me an email so that I know that you're interested. It's almost like raising your hand. And that email is, I tried to keep it simple, tony@tonysnipes.com. Guys, I'm going to give it 7 more minutes until the hour. Again, I did this in a way where it's not fancy. It's not a fancy PowerPoint, and that was by design. Thank you, sir. You have a good one as well. But it's, by design, it's something done where you can take any sheet of paper and just draw these 3 circles and just do this simple exercise to give you more clarity on your purpose. That first circle is your passion, coupled with the skills that you, what are you best at, overlapped with what is there a need for that people are willing to pay for. Now, this is the one that helps to bring a lot of this stuff into focus. I think it's really easy or easier for people to identify their passion if they go down this road. What is it that you love to do? What is it that you may hate to see? And what is it, especially with this one, what is it that you would do for free? Then coupled with, what are you the best at? You know, you may love to do all these things, but then this is where people have told you that, you know what, you do this better than anybody else. You may not have noticed it yourself, but the public have noticed that. And they tell you this is what you're the best at. But then that ultimate thing is, yeah, all right, but when you have all these different ideas and concepts and even gifts and talents, start sifting them out and determining which one of those things have people been willing to give you money for. If you've got five talents and five great things that you're really great at, but you're still trying to determine, you know what, there's only so many hours in the day and I've got other responsibilities and the things I'm supposed to do, where should I put my energy? Look at that one or even two things that people are saying that they are willing to pay you for. That puts things into focus. That's purpose. And that's where you should be spending your time, your energy, your resources, putting that energy behind those key things. And that helps you further determine that. So guys, I'm going to wrap this up in about 5 minutes, but I want to get some more of your comments and your questions like we did with a couple folks a few minutes ago. I did this platform just for that. So shoot, let me know what questions and comments that you have there. Will part one be replayed? Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Actually, with all of this, I do record it. And so I'll edit it a little bit just for time, and then it will be replayed. What other questions? Let me ask y'all this. Was this helpful or was it confusing? It'll be posted on Facebook. Now part one on Periscope will be on Periscope, but it will definitely be, oh great, I'm glad it was helpful. Yes, it will be on Facebook, and I will also put it on my website. I do want to make sure that you guys go to especially my creative people, go to artlessonsfromgod.com, and let me just reiterate, I know that this is scratching the surface, so if you're interested in any or just having more information about my one-on-one coaching, shoot me an email, tony@tonysnipes.com, and pretty much what I do, I make myself accessible to folks that that want my insight and want my help, and it's not anything that's huge. Sometimes we tend to overthink and make things complicated. We do. Sometimes we do overthink and make things more complicated. And you know what? Periscope can be confusing. It can be. But I tell you what, if you dabble with it a little bit, it actually gets more simplified. And especially the way that you're able to communicate with people immediately. Those new platforms can be confusing. But shoot me an email. Especially if you want a little bit more information, you do not have to write any long paragraph or explain anything. In fact, if you just shoot me an email that just says info, or shoot me an email that just says reply. I like to keep that simple because I know, and this is to answer somebody else's comment that they said earlier too, about things being complicated. Many of us suffer from not real ADD, but our attention spans are pulled all over the place now, more so than any time in history before, because of all the devices that we have and the access to information. Not necessarily a bad thing, but we just have more access to information more than any other time in history. What has not changed is we still only have 24 hours within the day. And so with many of us being on the go, these things that are critical to us, but we may not recognize it, but pursuing your God-given calling is something that is important to life. That's why you feel that frustration when you're not doing it. And so the answers to that calling have always been right underneath our nose, but I think what helps to cloud it is the noise. And it's just the noise of the regular day-to-day, and we have more noise now than ever before. But when you're able to grab a sheet of paper and get a quiet moment to yourself and just draw three simple circles on a piece of paper and just title one as passion, title the other one as skills, title the third one as need, and then just write down, and this isn't coming from outside, but this is coming from within, write down, what do I love to do? What do I hate to see happen? And what would I do if nobody paid me to do it? What would I do for free? And then also write down, what have people told me that I'm best at? And it might be, and again, it might be one thing, and that's fine. If it's one thing, that's great. That makes it simple. Then over here, what's the need? What are people willing to pay for? And if it's only one thing, that's great. That makes it simple. Those are simplistic answers that put you on the road to your purpose. And when you're on the road to your purpose, now you may not have the spotlight answer, but it's an indicator. And that's where you want to start really focusing your time, your energy, your resources, and your money on the things that line up in that area there, because that's part of your purpose. So guys, it's 12:01 here on the East Coast. I want to thank everybody for sticking with me. Those of you especially that were on part one and I had to step away for a quick second and join me again with part two. This is recorded, so we will be posting this on Facebook and on the website and all of that. Thank you for joining me. Shoot me that email. Take a look at that free career assessment test at livecareer.com. But I'd love to see further contact with you. So thanks a lot. I hope you had fun. I did.